With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
That's right, and we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there with the unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Also brought to you by Graduate Hotels. Starting next Monday, you can pre-register for the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge at FoxSportsRadio.com. Do not miss your chance to win the ultimate college sports trip for you and a friend. Brought to you by Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. Stay in a Graduate Hotel and at Arizona State.
You told me that once.
What city is that in? Tempe?
Oh, I have no idea. I've never stayed in one of those hotels, man.
Either way, it was kind of cool. James Harden's picture from college was my room key.
The hell?
That's the thing. It's a whole supposed to be like a whole college town experience. Oh, I stayed literally across the street from Arizona State.
Oh, okay. Ooh, party school. I've known a lot of people in LA that told me that. Sorry.
I'm not denying it. I'm just, you know, by the time I was out there, I was a little old for a college party.
Okay.
It would have been very, we're going streaking!
What's the last college party you went to?
When I was in college. It's been.
So once you graduated, you never went back?
I mean, I would go back to homecoming, but okay. I'd be back with people my age.
No frat party? No keggers?
No.
I'm just asking. I don't know. I'm asking.
By 25, I was done. Okay. I actually talked to somebody from Michigan yesterday, and they read my Fox Sports bio, which I kind of forgot that I wrote. I majored in binge drinking and football when I was at the University of Michigan.
Okay.
Right? So it's like, I had my fun. I had my time.
Were you a beer guy or a liquor guy in college?
I was a drink guy.
Oh, just drink. So whatever's free or whatever's affordable, that was you.
Yeah, I'm from South Louisiana, man. You know.
Oh, that's right. Y'all make moonshine down there.
Drink what, you know, what
y'all
you
drink
got?
Ripple.
Oh, let's try this.
Ripple.
All right. Try
jungle
that.
Jungle juice.
Let's try this. You know why? Because you got to compete. You got to compete. You know, actually, we used to have jungle juice competitions in the basement.
Thank you. Oh, yeah.
Everybody will come through.
Who can make the best one?
You make the alpha juice, and I'm not going to go ahead and say all the names of them because this is a family-friendly program, but alpha, sigmas, who else? The iotas, the kappas.
Kappas.
The Qs. Cues with their oil would come down.
Oh, my God.
And we'd have a big old competition,
with
right?
No shirts on.
Who liked the... That was them. I had my shirt
I know.
On.
That's what I'm saying. When you say the Qs, all oiled up with no shirts on.
Don't hate on the Qs. Not too much on the Qs.
All right. Look, I'll just say this. This is the last word. I'll talk about it. It was coming down to me. I pledged as a freshman when I came through. And it was between the Qs and the alphas. I knew I was whittling it down to those two. And then I went to a Q party, and I said, "Oh hell,
you're
no.
not a Q. You're an alpha. Well, you could have been a kappa."
My
too.
Guy Mo, who I know to this day, lives in L.A. He lives in Culver City. Mo hopped out of the down the stairs wearing nothing but a Crown Royal bag, and I was like, "This is not the place for me. This is not the place for me. Not the place for me at all." Sonny Kenny Pickett, he said the same thing. Pittsburgh, not the place for me.
Yeah.
He said, look, competition? I'm not bringing my jungle juice to the basement, said Kenny Pickett. Go ahead and trade me. Get rid of me. Move on from me. Jerry Dulac reporting this from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He said that Kenny Pickett Kenny Pickett's handling of the Russell Wilson signing was a factor in the Steelers' decision to trade him. Pickett had communicated to the team he was fine with competing for the job, and then he went the other way when Wilson was added. Now, a little context, Kenny Pickett was told that Russell Wilson would get first crack with the ones in OTAs, and Pickett said, I'm done, I'm out. Well, I got news for Kenny Pickett. They were done with you, pal. The moment you came back from injury and decided to start not one, but two different guys who had been in the organization for years and years to come prior to Kenny Pickett getting drafted, right? Mitchell Trubisky, who just got a new job in Buffalo, and Mason Rudolph, who's now got a new job in Tennessee, right? So they cleared the decks of the former guys. But when you come back and get from an injury and they don't put you back in the starting job, because let's be honest. You know, everybody.
They're done with you.
Well, it's just it's one thing to be like, okay, you know, sorry. Now I'm trying to. Oh, sorry, Drew Bledsoe. Tom Brady is going crazy right now. Sorry about that, you know. Kenny, what's his name? Mitchell Trubisky and Mason Rudolph weren't going crazy, bro.
No.
They weren't going crazy at all. No. And they said, you know what, Kenny? That's fine. And he also chose not to dress as the emergency third quarterback. And it just goes to show you how some people can feel entitled and some people can't. And some people will be humbled and some people won't. Because Baker Mayfield was like, remember he was pissed off when Hugh Jackson called him in and gave Tyrod the starting job, said you're going to have to compete for it?
Yep, in Cleveland.
Well, it's sometime between then and now where Baker just signed for $300 million in Tampa, Baker Mayfield was playing scout team defensive end in Carolina. That's a guy who's humbled and ready to take whatever he do to get a job.
Yep.
Kenny Pickett seems to be the opposite to me.
Yeah, seems to be the opposite. Not only that, if you go back and look at this draft class that Kenny Pickett's in, this is funny. There's only one starting quarterback out of this class. Howe, trade it. Ritter, trade it. Zappy, gone. Malik Willis, I don't know. Skylar Thompson.
I'll tell you,
Dolphins.
I know Malik Willis.
I know. That's my guy.
They're trying like hell to move off of Malik Willis.
I know. That's my guy. I really wanted him to work out because I saw him in high school. Skylar Thompson, Dolphins, number three quarterback. Corral, down in the Panthers with Carolina. Yeah, he's backing up BY. This could easily go down.
Anymore.
He might not be. This could easily be the worst draft class ever. 2014 is bad too, but my man Cam is number one, so he kind of can hold three spots down himself since he was such a beast. But with Kenny Pickett, this is, man, and if you thought you didn't want to compete in Pittsburgh, what the hell are you going to do in Philly? You definitely are not competing for the job there. That's Jalen Hurts all the way. And now they've added Marcus Mariota to that, and then in the backfield, look what they've done in the backfield now. So they're going to take the running off of Jalen Hurts, so he's not probably going to get banged up and hit and get hurt this year, get beat up so much. So you're really not going to see the field. So I'm trying to figure out, do they eventually trade him to or move on from him? There was a pick swap, right? 98 for 115 or 105, I believe, and 2 7s. So this feels like Philly could probably still move him again. But the fact that, once again, they were either done with him or Russell Wilson pitched a really good meeting and them saying, okay, we can move off. Because there are conflicting reports out of Pittsburgh that have been all offseason long that there were people in there that were still willing to give him a shot, willing to stick with Kenny Pickett, work it, see if you can add some people. Yeah, they brought in a veteran guy, but maybe you brought in a veteran guy to push him. Yeah, he'll get run with the ones first. But work, dude, compete. Work. Don't say, okay, well, I don't want to compete. No, compete. Because I tell you right now, yeah, the numbers looked okay for Russell and Denver last year. If you tell me you put both these guys on the field, if you're Kenny Pickett, if you just work your ass off in the offseason, bro, by the time September 13th, 14th, 15th, wherever the season starts, comes, you could probably work your way up to passing Russell Wilson. There's no guarantee he's the starting quarterback. But the fact that you're like, okay, well, trade me, I don't want to compete, I lose a little respect for the guy, man. You don't want to compete. Russell Wilson can't be that hard to beat out, bro. Who knows the system better right now? You. Who's more comfortable there right now? You. Who knows the teammates better right now? You. You probably got some teammates that still believe in you there. And you probably got some teammates that hate to see Russell Wilson sign that contract there. They can't say it, but trust me, there's not 52 other men in that locker room like, yes, we got Russell Wilson in the Pittsburgh locker room. Absolutely not. The fact that he didn't want to compete, Martin, is I got a problem with it. And, dude, what are you going to do in Philly? but back up. You could even be the third. They might cut you. You might be one of those surprise cuts going into the opening weekend when they got to send their 53-man roster on that Sunday before that Thursday night kickoff game.
They just signed Marcus Mariota. They didn't sign him to volunteer.
Exactly. You might not be there. So you were in better situation just staying there because who knows where this Russell Wilson thing is going to go. He may wet the bed. If he wets the bed, you're right there. Now you're in Philly? Yeah, man, that wasn't a smart move, but I'm trying to figure out what made him think that he can make that type of call, Mark. You know what I'm saying? What tape can I put on where I can back you up, bro?
I was going to say, this is the last time I remember something like this happening. And I know a guy who works for Indianapolis, right? And so I texted him a few years back because you may remember John Wolford, who I believe just signed with the Buccaneers. He was the Rams' backup quarterback.
John Wolford.
It was some years back when
Jared Goff. Where did he play
in college?
Okay, yeah. I tried to think of guys' college first before I can get their name up.
But Jared Goff was obviously the first overall pick from the Rams. Started day one.
That quarterback.
So
okay,
you
all right,
may remember.
Guy. Yep.
The year before. That Jared Goff was playing and broke his thumb on a helmet, right? He recovers from the injury after about 3 or 4 weeks. His thumbist said he can throw again, right? He can start playing again. And John Wolford was named the starting quarterback for a game against Seattle. Now, Wolford ended up getting knocked out of this game, and Jared Goff ended up playing the whole thing, right? Because I knew a guy at the time who worked for the Rams. And I texted him, and I said, what's the deal here? Because if Goff is healthy enough to be the backup quarterback, why isn't he starting?
Why isn't he playing, yeah.
Right? And so he texted me back and said, you know, I think I'm telling tales out of school, but this is all years and years in the past. He said, Sean thinks Wolford gives a better chance to win, right?
Damn.
So at that point, I texted my guy in Indianapolis who was, they were starting Phillip Rivers. They had started Phillip Rivers the year prior.
Okay.
And I texted him, Jared Goff is available. He's like, how do you know? I said, I don't know. But I have a feeling if you call up L.A., you can get Jared Goff to come be your quarterback. He's like, how do you – they just gave him XYZ. I was like, I don't care.
That don't matter.
I don't care.
That don't matter.
I bet if you make the call, they'll answer and be interested. Huh? Later on that offseason, Jared Goff got traded to Detroit.
Detroit made the call.
Because here's the thing. If you are the starter, they don't bench you after you come back healthy.
Right.
If you, it would be like if Jason Smith and Mike Harmon never came back to this slot.
Yeah.
Right. It's like they don't just once you have a day off, they don't just replace you with the people.
They came back from vacation, they were like, yeah, we're gonna go ahead and still ride with Martin and VJ.
Right.
Yeah, it'd be like,
what?
Like, huh? No, we're ready to go. Yeah, but.
Yeah, update the resume if that's the case.
Yeah.
Because you're probably going to be working somewhere else because they clearly don't believe in you.
We saw this with Dallas when Dak Prescott got hurt. Backup came in, played great. There were people that were actually thinking, oh, you should stick with this guy. No, he's the backup for a reason. Dak's ready. Dak's back to starter again. This whole idea that the backup was going to take Dak's job. Absolutely, absolutely not. We saw it with San Francisco, too. Alex Smith gets hurt. Alex Smith comes back. Who's still the starting quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
Harbaugh said, we're going to stick with Kaepernick. We're going to stick with Kaepernick. You mentioned about Drew Bledsoe. Thank God for Mo Lewis. Mo Lewis is the guy that knocked his insides into the middle of next week.
I'm sure Drew Bledsoe does it, thank you.
And changed the course of the NFL. And he was ready to go. Do you remember when Tom Brady's celebrating and smacking him on his shoulder pads, Drew Bledsoe? The look at Drew Bledsoe's face. I never saw a more unhappy Super Bowl winner in my life than that frame, that video of him like, ha-ha, yeah, okay, dude, get the hell out of my face. That's what it looked like. Well, the guy just won a Super Bowl.
I'll say this. Just watch Pittsburgh this year, and you might break that record. There's one team in the NFC who they lost their quarterback, but they've made some moves recently that kind of outline the future. We'll get to that coming up next. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sported handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you or Choose the convenience of a mobile tire installation. That's right. They'll bring new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see the BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way that tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask?
Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Martin and Vijay coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. In for Jason Smith and his best friend, Mike Harmon. And, you know, the Minnesota Vikings here, they, you know, because that was the deal, right? It was, everybody was like, Kirk Cousins, how, what are the Vikings going to do without Kirk Cousins? You know, like, there's, and like, he signs in Atlanta. It felt more to me that the Vikings were like, thanks for the memories, Kirk, as opposed to like, they're like, we're trying, like, that was what was coming down. It's like, we're trying to sign him. We're trying really hard. And man, it just didn't happen. Like, you know, if you're going to a party or something like that, you don't really want to go, and you start texting, it's like, man, I'm going to be 15 minutes late, man. I got this. I'm going to be 30 minutes late. Man, you know, I'm just going to miss the whole thing. I'm sorry. I got car trouble or whatever. I got a dentist appointment. That's kind of how it felt like the Minnesota Vikings were chasing after Kirk Cousins in free agency. And they just recently, earlier today, traded to get the 23rd overall pick in the first round with the Houston Texans. Now, Minnesota already has the 11th pick in the first round, 11 and 23 overall. I got news for you, folks. This is a clear sign, in my opinion. As clear as that stop sign on the road right there to the right.
Go with it. What you got?
The Minnesota Vikings are trying to get into one of these rookie quarterbacks' business, and they're going to use 11 and 23 to go ahead, trade up, and try to do it.
Go ahead, Pat. I'm going to bring you in. Go. I'll let you guys do yours first. So he thinks they want one of these quarterbacks. Go ahead, Pat.
You know what? I'm going to go on a limb and say I think Martin's right with this, just because I've always been thinking, like, when they moved off of Kirk Cousins and then they went to go get a Sam Darnold earlier in the week, I was thinking Sam Darnold's just, you know, a placeholder, a good backup for sure for what he is, but he's not going to be the guy. They're not going. It's, if they would have wanted just Sam Darnold, they would have just kept Nick Mullins on the team or a Jaren Hall just for, you know, backup worthy stuff. They're clearly going after and thinking of a guy in particular. And now with the, I woke up this morning, I saw the, you know, them trade up to go get a number 23 from the Texans. Mm-hmm. I immediately went, oh, they have a plan. They definitely have a plan to go in, and they're not, they could just say, you know, we're going to draft at 11 and 23, play it out, which that's smart too. Personally, they're definitely trading up probably to, I'm going to go on them and say anywhere from number three, as high as three, to probably four or five. And five.
Okay, cool. You're both right, but I'm going to go deeper. This is for one pick only.
Oh, yeah.
This is for one pick only.
Oh, who is
and
it?
I like it.
Uh-huh.
This is for number one.
Ooh, you think
this
so?
This is for number one. This is for number one. Let me tell you why. All we hear about is Caleb is generational, right?
Right.
Caleb, the comp is which I think was wrong to do, but it's Pat Mahomes. I just think that was wrong to publicly say. Because now, real talk, he's got to be Pat Mahomes now.
Yeah.
Because the experts have compared him to Pat Mahomes for the last 12 months and probably a little further back. So if he's generational, you do what you have to do to go get generational talent. Now, the Bears have been really smart in this whole thing. They've been really mull on whether he's the guy. They're going to stay with Justin Fields. You hear all these conflicting stories from so many different people about Justin Fields. But right, if you're Chicago, you say, okay, we'll give you number one. We'll take 11, 23, and then we also still have 9 if you're Chicago.
Yeah.
If you're Minnesota, you go to number one. If you think Caleb's the guy, you go get a guy. He's going to play indoors, right? He's going to play indoors in Detroit. It's going to fit. He's got to go to the cold in Green Bay, but maybe that's a September game. Chicago, maybe that's an October game. Maybe they don't have to play in the cold. Or, like you said, 2 or 3. And this is where it gets real interesting with 2 or 3. I think one of these teams are backing out. I told this to Tyler Dragon, and I also said this to, I forget the gentleman that fills in with Rob sometime, also here too, the older gentleman. I forget the guy's name, real cool guy. But I told him, one of these teams are backing out. We're not going 1, 2, 3 with these three teams that are sitting 1, 2, 3 right now, 4 are quarterback. One of these teams are going to get cold feet and go, you know what? We just don't like, if it's not Caleb, we don't like anybody.
I personally think it's going to be like the Patriots are probably the more likely or suspect.
Because this would be, I said this to Martin, I guess what, last week, Martin, or 2 weeks ago? This would be so New England. Who would we've seen them ever go get a top quarterback? This would be so New England with Mayo coming from the Belichick tree. Let's move back and acquire picks. If that's the case, I got the quarterback for you if it's not Caleb. They want J.J. McCarthy.
It's not Daniels, and
it's not Drake. They want J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah.
From the Northwest, from the area, Michigan right there, Minnesota, Big Ten. They've seen him play up close and personal.
Right.
Minnesota scouted at least 8 Michigan games this year. Trust me, guys. This is, if it's not Caleb, it's either 2 or 3, and I feel 3 with like you said, 3 with the Patriots.
Right.
I think Washington takes a quarterback.
Yeah, I think so too now.
But New England will be so them to back out of this and take now. Okay, yeah, we'll take your 11. We'll take your 23, plus you know, whatever else they want to give up. But this is either for Caleb or it's for J.J. McCarthy. It's not for Daniels, and it's not for Drake May.
I kind of agree with the J.J. McCarthy thing because from a systematic standpoint on how Minnesota and Kevin O'Connell is running his offense, the perfect replacement that's clearly not Kirk Cousins, but the most Kirk Cousins-like person with a low-key underrated... low-key underrated arm, likes to at least kind of, you know, make something of something, make plays without burning you, more game managing, maybe like better above-average game managing, it's going to be J.J. McCarthy. He has the arm talent. You're not going to expect him to do much. He could throw it, thread a needle, maybe not throw it deep, but throw it mid or short, run with his legs. It's the perfect system for the Minnesota Vikings.
Hockenson at tight end.
Exactly.
You guys sound crazy to me. I think J.J. McCarthy is a borderline first-round quarterback in the first place. The idea you would trade up 2 first-round picks to go up to 3 to get him, insanity. He'd be there at 11 probably.
I mean, he could be.
Depends on what the Raiders and Broncos do.
It depends on if every other team breeds into the hype.
But I just want to be on the record. I personally, and I've talked to some other people who agree with me, who are not necessarily decision-makers but evaluators, I would not touch not J.J. McCarthy, not Bo Nix, not Michael Penix with their first-round pick. I don't have a first-round grade on none of them, and I haven't since they came out.
Yeah. Well, I do. And I think he fits. You got a big star receiver in Jefferson. You got a young budding star.
Addison.
Right? They just bring in Aaron Jones.
Right.
You don't think he's got a chip on his shoulder. You don't think he's pissed off and he wants to run well. You have probably 2 of the best tackles, 2 of the top 5 or 6 tackles in football on that offensive line. So he's going to be protected just like he was at Michigan. He fits in. Jaden's going to want to do a little much. Drake's going to want to do a little.
Right.
He's a take what they give you guy. This is some of the evaluation stuff I've heard from scouts and the people who do this a lot deeper than me. That's what they love about. He's a take. If you want to give me completions all day, fine.
Yeah.
I'll dink and dunk your ass down the field. That's fine. As long as it results in 7-3, at the end of the day, that's the goal. I love the fact he bulked up to the 220. J.J. McCarthy's going to sneaky and find his way up this drive. I know a lot of people don't like him. That's fine. But when you do put, once again, when you put the tape on, makes accurate throws, fits the ball, and he fits. They got a tight end.
When you put the Michigan tape on, you see him turning around and handing the ball to Blake.
That's not true. That's just a narrative, but it's not true.
I mean, I watched every game. I know you did.
It's not a narrative.
It's what happened.
Okay, so 73% completion, 25 to 4 interceptions this year.
Yeah, because there's 9,000 yards passing.
Well, you know what?
Tomato, tomato, man.
Tomato, tomato, banana.
I wouldn't take JJ McCarthy with a first round pick.
That's fine.
If you're going to trade up two different picks to move up to three to take JJ McCarthy, I think that's madness. But we know what we'll do. Yeah. We'll talk to Mike Silver about this in just a minute. San Francisco Chronicle NFL columnist, get his opinion on this and everything else going on in the NFL right now. We'll kick it to Steve DeSager for everything going on in the world of sports. Steve, you're up.
We got to update college hoops. His conference tournament action all weekend long. Of course, Selection Sunday comes up this weekend for the NCAA tournament. Five conference tourneys end on that day. It's been quite a day in the SEC quarterfinals. Number 5-ranked Tennessee lost badly to Mississippi State 73-56. Auburn dominated its top 20 matchup against South Carolina 86-55. Then 9th-ranked Kentucky was upset, losing tonight to Texas A&M 97-87. And right now, it's the Florida Gators all over 19th-ranked Alabama 80-58 with under 8 minutes to go. There's college hoops on FS1, about 4 minutes left in the first half of the Pac-12 semifinal, with number 22 Washington State trailing Colorado 23-20. Earlier, number 6 Arizona was upset by Oregon, Ducks 67-59. About 5 minutes left in the Mountain West semifinal in Vegas, where 18th ranked Utah State is being beaten by San Diego State. It was about tied at halftime. The Aztecs have taken the lead 73-63 late in the game. About 5 minutes to go in a Big 12 semifinal. Iowa State still ahead of Baylor 66-50. Earlier, number 1 Houston beat Texas Tech. ACC semifinals, number 4 North Carolina defeated Pitt. Final was 72-65. Currently, Virginia with under a minute to go is holding off NC State 57-52. Michigan fired coach Juwan Howard after an 8-24 season, finishing last in the Big Ten for the first time since 1967. The Wolverines were 3-17 in conference in hoops this year. Alabama gave coach Nate Oates a long-term extension. Just one late game in the NBA tonight, about 8 minutes to go. Utah at home holding on against the Atlanta Hawks 108-106. Denver won its 5th straight game, and they're now number 1 in the West, 47-20 the record. Nuggets got a victory at San Antonio 117-106. Nikola Jokic with 31 points. At New Orleans, Zion Williamson with 34 points in a victory over the Clippers, 112-104. James Harden was out again for LA with a strained shoulder. Road wins for Phoenix, Miami, and Orlando. Just 2 NHL games tonight. At Winnipeg, Jets 6-0 over Anaheim. LA had a 5-0 win at Chicago. Wyndham Clark leads by 4 strokes at the Players' Championship after shooting another 65. The New York Jets are signing tackle Tyron Smith from Dallas. Rams defensive tackle Aaron Donald retired. The Rams are signing quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo, and the Steelers are trading quarterback Kenny Pickett to Philadelphia. Houston Astros scouts were among those watching free agent pitcher Blake Snell throw a simulated game today. Houston pitcher Jose Urquidy is out with a sore elbow, and Justin Verlander of Houston is behind schedule after a shoulder injury. The Yankees opening day starting pitcher will be Nestor Cortez. The A's signed third baseman J.D. Davis, and the Cardinals gave manager Oliver Marmol an extension through 2026. A reminder, NASCAR's on Fox TV again this Sunday from Bristol, again at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Back to you.
Thanks, Steve. Martin and VJ filling in for Jason Smith and his best friend, Mike Harmon. And now, let's go ahead and introduce one of my good friends, Mike Silver, San Francisco Chronicle NFL columnist, and for my dollar, the best drinking buddy in NFL media. Mike, how you doing today, my friend? Hey, living the dream, my guy, living the dream. I want to ask you this. I know you normally cover the 49ers, but I know you've got your finger all over the league. Minnesota Vikings earlier today, we were just having this conversation. Minnesota Vikings trade to get a second first-round pick. What do you think is the outcome here that now have 11 and 23?
Well, it gives you some flexibility if you're trying to get up and get a quarterback. And Kirk Cousins is gone. They have Sam Darnold, who probably is a bridge quarterback. Though Kevin O'Connell's a really talented play caller, and it's a good situation for Darnold. But, you know, it gives you a little more ammunition. You don't have to use it on a quarterback. And, you know, you're probably not getting in the top three at this point, but a lot of people are starting to, you know, get really into J.J. McCarthy. You still got Penix and Nix kind of hovering around there. So it's not like what the 49ers did a few years ago where you just said, we're moving up to three. We're definitely taking a quarterback. Not like the then Redskins did with RG3 in 2012. But, you know, it's kind of a precursor potentially.
Mike Silver, VJ Vernon Husky here. Pleasure to be speaking with you. Big fan of your work over the years, sir.
Thank you, man. Really good to be here.
All right, so let's go to picks 2 and 3. I think we know, you know, Caleb's going number one. I think just one of these teams back out, Mike. I really do. I think someone gets cold feet. They feel like, especially, it would be so New England, right, to back out, get more picks, build that team with a new head coach and a new regime there. I just don't think these three teams are going 1, 2, 3 at quarterback. One of these teams back out. If one of them did, what would be your, what would you put your money on? Which team you think would back out of here?
I believe that, you know, Washington will decide they like someone enough to take him at 2. So you go back to the Patriots, and the Patriots are different now. You know, you've got a new head coach at Gerard Mayo. You've got Elliot Wolf now running the show at GM. And Alex Van Pelt, the offensive coordinator, you know, who's been with a lot of different quarterbacks. So I think it depends who is there. My gut feeling is that if May is there at 3, they'd probably take him. If it's Daniels, then I think it's a conversation. I don't know that it would be somebody else. You know, if it, say you wanted McCarthy, do you try to trade down? But usually teams end up talking themselves into quarterbacks rather than the other way around when they're that high up. But it's not like New England has a great plan. Now, I think they view Jacoby Brissett as a very viable guy in the short term, mm-hmm. and are excited about him. Alex Van Pelt has been with him in the past and, you know, views him as a guy you can win with now. But my gut feeling is that everybody gets, you know, quarterback goggles, so to speak, as it gets closer.
Now, you say everybody gets quarterback goggles. My first thought is looking back to last year's draft when Will Levis was mocked as high as a top 5 pick and ended up being a second rounder. You've said J.J. McCarthy in consecutive answers. I know you've been all around here with all the different scouts and all the information that you're hearing. I personally, as a Michigan fan, I watched every snap of J.J. McCarthy, especially last season. I wouldn't spend the first round pick on him, nor Penix, nor Nix. What do you think the chances are that these guys are first rounders?
Very interesting to hear that from you as a Wolverine aficionado.
You know it.
I don't watch a lot of high level football like that. I'm a Cal alum, so I just watch Although we do have 2 pretty high-level starting quarterbacks in the NFL, I will say that.
Yes.
But, you know, listen, I keep hearing McCarthy from GMs and coaches. It doesn't mean it's going to come to fruition, but I was surprised by how much I heard his name relative to Penix and Nix. You know, as college players, you obviously can make a case that they've all been really fun to watch and have some attributes. So I think based on what I was hearing at the combine when I was talking about it more, it sounded to me like McCarthy could go way higher than people were projecting, but that Penix and Nix could very easily not be in the first round. I'll try to get a little bit more of a handle on it, but dude, there's so much free agency going on right now. Trades, why are we getting into the draft now? Like, we have
that's true because we just started arguing about it. That's really what the bottom line is.
yeah. I'm a big J. Mike. The reason why is I've been a big JJ fan since he was coming out of IMG. I cover high school football. I've been on the guy since then, just like I was with Bryce Young. So that's why that came up and we argued about that. But it's fine. Let's get into some free agent stuff because you're right. It's been crazy. Two big running back deals that have been made that I tell you, Mike, honestly, I'm really 50-50 on. They look great on Madden, but real football's not played on Madden. And that's Saquon to the Eagles, and that's Derrick Henry to the Ravens. Now, Derrick Henry to me fits because they're a power running team, but he is kind of on the down slope of what he was. They did let Gus Edwards get out of here and get out the Jim Harbaugh, a.k.a. my man Jimmy Burgers, out here for the Chargers. But I look at both these running back moves, and I'm like, okay, it looks great on paper. It looks great on Madden. Is it really going to be that game-changing for either one of these franchises this season, Mike?
One at a time. I love Derrick Henry to the Ravens. Listen, I know he's taking a lot of hits. He's a little bit older. I don't care. This dude's one of the best players of this era. It's a great situation for him. And look, I think the Derrick Henry who used to get to the secondary, accelerate, and go 65, freak, maybe he's not there, but that dude's still going 22 and dragging like three guys. I'm trying to put my, like, imagine being, you know, a defender, and you got Lamar. Is he going to tuck it in Derrick Henry's gut? Oh, man, I'm tired of dealing with him. Or is he going to take it himself? I definitely don't want to deal with Lamar. So I love it. I would never underestimate Derrick Henry. I think that's a home run. Saquon's a tougher one to gauge. There are moments when Saquon has still looked really, really good. I like that the Eagles are going all in. I just don't know what Eagles team I'm seeing out there because, you know, the Jalen Hurts I saw at the Super Bowl after 2022, the guy that I...
Uh-oh. I could tell he's in the car driving.
There we go.
Yeah, the Jalen Hurts I saw Super Bowl after 2022 and the first 11 games of 2023, burgeoning superstar, like amazing. And then, of course, I was at the game where Dre Greenlaw and Big Dom had their thing, and it just like ended the Eagles. It completely took away their superpower. And listen, I love Big Dom. I saw him at the combine. I've known him for years. I'm not putting it on Big Dom. I'm putting it on Nick Sirianni and the fake tough guy thing, which I get it. He's playing to the Philly, thing. It's cool. But, like, if your fake tough guy acting head coach isn't in the player's face, then Big Dom's not there in the first place. I want to see what Philly it really is. If it's the Philly that happened pre-Big Dom, Dre Greenlaw, yes, Saquon could fit. If not, they're taking swings and they're going to miss.
You just alluded to it, right? The San Francisco 49ers, the team that you cover, obviously lost Dre Greenlaw in the Super Bowl and now lost Eric Armstead in free agency. He said, pay cut, hell no, I'm out of here, right? And it seems like every move that the 49ers have made since then has been trying to replace Eric Armstead. How do you think those moves have gone so far?
You know, I don't hate what they're doing. And look, I'm for every player getting every last dollar. The cap can always be manipulated. It's going way, way up. And while we've been on the air, the 49ers, for example, have appreciated another $20 million in value. Like, stop it, people who are, and I hate people who think they know the cap and, oh, no, they're going to pay cap consequences. No, they're not. But what they basically said, the 49ers, is look, we were bad on the edge opposite Nick Bosa. We had Cleveland Farrell who would at least set the edge but was nothing flashy. And then Chase Young, Randy Gregory, it wasn't going well. Not since they had Dee Ford the previous Super Bowl year healthy have they really had the two dudes. And they wanted to get back to that. So they poked around on Joey Bosa and Khalil Mack to see if they'd somehow be free from the Chargers and cheap enough. They didn't get that, but they did get Leonard Floyd, who is low-key a really good signing. He's been productive. He's been durable. He's been part of two number one defenses, a Super Bowl champion. He's a real dude. So you already have Javon Hargrave, who you paid on the inside. Armstead's had the foot and knee stuff the last couple years, play a lot of football. They think they can get by with Malik Collins, with Jordan Elliott, with a less flashy guy opposite Javon Hargrave. And look, they went and got Devondre Campbell after the Eric Kendricks thing fell through. Now, here's something I'll tell you. They're trying to get a safety as the safety market stays a little depressed, and it could even be Justin Simmons, maybe a guy like Julian Blackman from Indy. They poked around on Cam Curl. They're trying to get one of these safeties, not as a nickel, not as a stopgap. They want him to start. And people say, okay, well,
who
was an All-Pro, then he tore his ACL this year. I don't think he's the other starter, even if he's healthy, if they line up today. What I'm hearing is that Jair Brown, who was a third-round pick last year and ended up playing after Hufanga got hurt and did pretty well, probably be him and whoever they sign, Hufanga, even if healthy. And I know he had that All-Pro with a bunch of splash plays in the first half of 2022. I think he's the third guy right now. They still want another corner. That means Theodore Lenard could be moved inside, or you could get try to get a nickel and keep him outside. But they still have more work to do, even on defense.
I tell you what, if the 49ers go out and get Justin Simmons, that's going to be a major boost to the back half of that defense. Just talk about Hufanga coming off the bench.
They would need
That's crazy. Man. That's Mike Silver. Mike, thank you for joining us on Fox Sports Radio. That's San Francisco Chronicle. Go check him out, NFL columnist. He's on Twitter/X at Mike Silver. And don't talk trash to him because he will block you. All right, Mike. Thanks for coming on the show, Mike. Appreciate you, my friend.
Keep blocking him, Mike.
Great talking to you guys. Thank you so much.
You too,
you know
brother.
It,
drop safe.
You know it. Coming up next, there's a quarterback competition between a former first rounder, top 10 pick. It seems like they want him out the door, Martin and VJ. And for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Martin and VJ coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios, filling in for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon. Just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart. That's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. Starting next Monday, you can pre-register for the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge at FoxSportsRadio.com. Listeners can compete with our hosts for bragging rights to see who has the better tourney bracket.
Are you doing a bracket this year, Mark?
Sure. Okay. Maybe.
Jump in, man. You watch enough college hoops. You bet enough.
It's just, it's not like you're making an NFL playoff bracket. Like, yeah, I'd say this. If I do make a bracket, I'm making one bracket. You multiple bracket people are...
What about us?
The problem.
What about
you're
us?
You're the problem. That's what you are.
What's the limit?
The limit should be one. The limit should be one.
That's stupid.
Because here's the thing. No, because you know what's stupid is when somebody fills out eight freaking brackets, they're like, oh, yeah, I had Temple over Duke. Then look right here. And then on the another seven, you have Duke winning the championship.
First of all, my other seven ain't none of your damn business. What you should be paying attention to is the one I'm showing you.
If you just go ahead and put the random team generator up eight freaking times, and then – eight freaking times, and then you end up going, and it's just not. It's just not real. It's just the biggest scam out.
Stay out.
Oh yeah, I had Oregon in my Final Four in 2/3 of my brackets. Like losers. It's a lot of you.
Stay out of my multiple bracket business. Pay attention.
Stay in your lane.
Yeah, that's right. That's your problem. Focus right here. This bracket, right here. Look at this one.
If you're in like a money pool or something like that, two. Two is the max. Two is the max. The rest of you, shame on yourself.
So what if you have friends that, okay, so if you're doing a Fox one here, is that the only one you're doing?
No, I'm not saying that. You do multiple bracket challenges, but you should fill out one set of picks. You can enter every challenge in the world.
And have the same picks.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Because like, how did I think that Oregon was going to beat NC State on Tuesday, but then on Wednesday when I joined the Fox Sports Bracket Challenge, I got Charlotte going to the Sweet 16. No, no. You pick one. It's one tournament, one bracket.
All right. I was just curious, man. I mean, I've been known to do, I think the most I've ever done is four. They're doing like four or five brackets. And people ask me to do different brackets. I don't get crazy with my March Madness bracket like I do with fantasy football. I don't get crazy with that. So, but fantasy football is different. You can win four or five leagues with different players. It's just all about combinations.
It's not all about combinations for me with the NCAA tournament. Fill out one bracket, you cheaters.
Okay.
That's the nicest word I could think to say. You spineless, yellow-bellied cowards.
No Fun Martin is showing up, guys. He's here.
Just don't come over here. Hey, look what I got. Look what I got. I got the national championship right on one of my brackets. Justin Fields, where's he going? Coming up next, Martin and VJ.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.